Replacing me as the senior National Security Council counterterrorism official was Wayne Downing, the retired four-star Army general who had led Special Operations Command. Wayne was a no-nonsense kind of general, the perfect man for the job of coordinating the post-September 11th response. Within months of replacing me, Wayne Downing quit the White House in frustration at the administration's continued bureaucratic response to the threat. Wayne was replaced by two people, John Gordon and Randy Beers. As with Downing, I had known Beers and Gordon for a long time. Beers had enormous experience working on intelligence policy and operations, terrorism, foreign military operations, and law enforcement. He, too, was the perfect man for the job. Beers called from the White House months later and asked if he could stop by my house for a drink and some advice. I sat on the stoop of my old Sears catalog house and thought back to the night 12 years earlier when I'd been sitting there drinking Lagavulin and cursing the CIA for saying that Iraq would not invade Kuwait. Older now and off scotch, I opened a bottle of Pinot Noir. When Beers sat down next to me, his first words were, "I think I have to quit." I thought I knew why, but I asked. His answer flowed like a river at flood. "They still don't get it. Instead of going all out against Al-Qaeda and eliminating our vulnerabilities at home, they want to fucking invade Iraq again. We have a token U.S. military force in Afghanistan. The Taliban are regrouping. We haven't caught bin Laden, or his deputy, or the head of the Taliban, and they aren't going to send any more troops to Afghanistan to catch them or to help the government in Kabul secure the country. No, they're holding back, waiting to invade Iraq. Do you know how much it will strengthen Al-Qaeda and groups like it if we occupy Iraq? There's no threat to us now from Iraq, but 70% of the American people think Iraq attacked the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. You want to know why? Because that's what the administration wants them to think." I could see there was some considerable built-up anxiety with the Bush administration. I got another bottle of Pinot Noir. Randy continued, "Worse yet, they're using the war on terror politically. You know that document from Karl Rove's office that someone found in the park? Remember how it said the Republicans should run for election on the war issue? Well, they did. They're doing Wag the Dog. They ran against Max Cleland, saying he wasn't patriotic because he didn't agree 100% with how Bush wanted to do Homeland Security. Max Cleland, who lost three of his four limbs for this country in Vietnam." Beers had lost hearing in one ear in Vietnam, where he had served two tours as a Marine. "I can't work for these people. I'm sorry. I just can't." Beers resigned, and the churn of senior counterterrorism officials continued. John Gordon was transferred shortly thereafter to the position vacated by Tom Ridge as Homeland Security Advisor.